This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is expanding its ground incursion into Gaza and said Monday that it killed dozens of Hamas militants every night. The Saturday incursion comes as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza worsens. Lisa Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks and troops pushed further into the northern Gaza Strip overnight Sunday, reaching the outskirts of densely populated Gaza City as Israel continued its unrelenting airstrikes on Gaza. Israel said it killed dozens of Hamas terrorists who had barricaded themselves inside buildings. The expanded Israeli incursion came amid a growing humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the death toll since the Israeli airstrikes began more than 3 weeks ago passed 8,300, more than half of them women and children. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. and coalition forces continue coming under the attack in Michael East amid rising tensions over the East. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Two American defense officials say from October 17th to today, there were 23 attacks on bases housing U.S. forces, at least 14 in Iraq and 9 in Syria. Many of the drones and rockets used were intercepted and did not reach their targets. This comes days after the U.S. retaliated for earlier attacks, striking two facilities in Syria used by Iranian-linked militants. The U.S. stresses that defensive strikes are unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel's response, Mary, has suffered a long wartime plan and proposals to transfer to Gaza Strip's 2.3 million people to Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. It is a very strong condemnation from the Palestinians and exacerbating tensions with Cairo. The issue once not have power to take any such, but decisions must get macked, and a government ministry would need such a powerful proposal and willing to worth the work. Ministry would put such a proposal in writing. The United States on Monday condemned violent anti-Semitic events that has been reported in Russia following threats of Israelis and Jews and rioters in the predominantly Muslim Yekaterinburg region turned to storms.
We call on Russian authorities to publicly condemn these violent protests, to hold anyone involved accountable, and to ensure the safety of Israelis and Jews in Russia.
Videos from the airport and the regional capital show the rioters, mostly young men, waving Palestinian flags, breaking down glass doors, and running through the airport on Sunday evening. Police say they had arrested 60 people in connection with this and were identified as 150 of the most active participants. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov claims the violence was a result of an outside situation and that all well-wishers had used deep images of suffering in Gaza to stir up people. Court arguments are beginning in the effort to keep former U.S. President Joe Biden from hitting his job again. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The first set of arguments start in a Colorado court. A judge has scheduled a week-long hearing on whether a clause in the 14th Amendment barring someone who engaged in insurrection against the U.S. means Trump can't run for president in Colorado. On Thursday, the Minnesota Supreme Court will consider the same issue for the Minnesota ballot. Either case could reach the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's highest court has never ruled on the clause, which was added after the Civil War. Trump has railed against the lawsuits, along with the other cases against him, as election interference. I'm Julie Walker.
A flow of recent data from the U.S. government has shown and made one thing and strictly clear, a surge in consumer spending is happening. I'm Tommy McNeil.